Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And it's the Wednesday, the first week in May. So here we go. Anybody had any problems with your emotions? We'll do an emotional clearing first here. So you must think of a situation. Typically, it would have pushed your buttons. So see what pushed your buttons, and we'll release one of these situations. Here we go. So I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And actually, we'll do another clearing for mental energies. So if you happen to have thoughts that keep repeating itself over and over again, the same phrase, that keeps beating you up, we'll say, or there's not enough in your life, you're dealing with lack or something like that, you know how things keep recycling, and we can't get out of our own way. Think of that right now. And I'll do a mental clearing, but more so, I think I'll switch it over to do a mind loop clearing. This is mind loop one clearing. So here we go, getting rid of a mind loop of a particular phrase that the dark side wants to keep running inside of your head. Remember, they control the mind energy. Here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do one more mind loop energy for everybody. You may have more than one, so just think of another one. This is a wonderful clearing when you do the whole lifetime one. It really cleans out your repetitive thoughts and a lot of your issues that you've had. So here we go. Think of number two issue that you may have had. Can I release that now from you? One, two, three, four, and five, okay? And now we're going to do another clearing. Let's do one for your physical body pain. And if you have a pain right now, we'll see if we can dampen it down somewhat, release it. And by doing this here, the pain clearing will help you. Then I'll do entities. If you feel perfectly fine, then just think of a pain that you could have experienced, you know, a long time ago. Maybe you broke your arm at the age of 10. And, you know, that was pretty painful if that happened or at any time. Or a broken toe or something. Maybe you dropped something on one of your toes and it hurt a lot. You could have had a sprained ankle or skinned knees or something. So just think of that now, that situation, because the pain is always with you until you release it. It's just laying dormant in you, and it's clogging up that energetic body. And what will happen is that energetic body will at some point want to get healed. And then when that wants to get healed, then it will sabotage you. Your spirit and your body will now recreate that similar situation over again and have you have the same problem. But it'll be probably a much stronger intensity because you didn't get the energy the first time to get it released. This is why everything happens is stronger each time. So here we go, releasing pain from you. One, two, three, and five, okay? Now, let's get rid of some entities. Now, entities can also attach to our skin. If you do have a pain now, we'll work with that. But maybe you have a part on your body that kind of itches. So let's get rid of, or even, you know, something that may look a little different. So here we go. And release these energies from you. Entities, so stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, they're leaving. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do another clearing here for everybody. And we'll do a sample of the maggot energies. Now, these are what crawl around on the top of your head. This we do on the $30 a month alien attack page. And also we release these from you on the 8-hour call that will be starting a week from this Saturday. And I believe the date is the 14th, which is a Saturday, then the 15th. and three consecutive Sundays after that will be the eight-hour calls, where we get rid of the alien critters, these energetic life forms that like to live inside of our body. So I'm going to take away some Megan energy. This is what we do in quarantine on the light ship. So you're going to feel these things leave you a little bit. So if your scalp starts to crawl, it's just because they're there and they're being released from you. Here they go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this part here will not work on the archives because you have to be on the light ship to do that, but it will work right now fine for everybody listening. We'll do another one like we do on the eight-hour calls, and we're going to get stuff out of your eyes. So again, this part will not work on an archive, but it will work for people listening live. So this is like little energies that are in your eyes, and you might feel your eyes watering as they get released from you. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, are you out there somewhere, Carrie?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. And welcome, everybody, to Wednesday evening on BBS. We have a nice crowd on the Foz chat already. And, Ron, a few people are commenting. Amy is saying, thank you. I'm feeling loopy on a situation, but it's gone now. So that must have been from the mind loop clearing that you did a sample of. And Alan is saying, a very noticeable shift with entity release. Thank you. So as Ron mentioned, coming up, starting this Saturday and then the three following Sundays are his...
Away.
Oops, are you still there?
Hey. Yeah, 1 week away.
1 week away, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 week away. The 14th, where are we? We're on the... Yeah, we're a week away, not this coming Saturday, but the one after. Sorry about that. If you're not on Ron's mailing list and you'd like to get the announcement about that or let him know that you'd like to take part on those calls, it's $200 for the whole month. I think it's about 28 hours of healing total for just $200. And you can give Ron an email at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Or I think you can just go on the website and just sign up that way and pay through PayPal. So if you are new, if you're listening to this for one of the first times, or you're not so new and you haven't done the eight-hour intensive yet, that's the way to go about that. And I'm not seeing any questions yet, I don't think, Ron, on the fast chat. Oh, Corey is saying, my eyes were stinging before you said it when you were doing the eye stuff. Yeah, that happens to me often, too, or you just start mentioning that you're going to do something, and before you start doing it, I feel it. That's always really interesting. Oh, and Janice is saying, thank you, huge jerk release with the entities.
So let's do another critter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, for a critter, Carrie?
Let's see. What about something that's in our intestines?
Okay, there's snakes in there, so let's get rid of some of the black snakes.
Okay.
Now these are energetic, and, you know, they can be like 20 to 30 foot in length by, you know, 4 to 6 inches in diameter. So they do inside of you. So here we go, black snakes being released. 1, 2, and just see if your stomach shrinks. 1, check your pant size. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, you might even hear some gurgling, 8, 9, and 10, and get rid of some more of these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I want to get rid of the poisons, so we'll work with the maggot poisons and also the things in our eyes and the black snake poisons all at one time. Here we go. So releasing those, and I'll count to 30 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Okay, now we need to get rid of the waste products. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And naturally they have, aliens fighting inside of you, invasions in you and stuff. And they also have ones that die naturally. Remember, you've had that little war going on inside of your body. And we'll get rid of the dead carcasses now as your alien graveyard. Here we go. So this is for those three items here that we, three critters. So releasing the aliens that no longer are living. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm yawning. 5. 6, if you want to yawn too, you can, everybody. It helps. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, your body's probably very repulsed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm very happy that you're leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there's quite a few more we'll get out here. Of the same species here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and if you're a newcomer, you might wonder what we're talking about. And some people, ask me, at least they asked me at the expo, about, I don't know if I'm under attack by aliens. They don't really believe that that's happening to them, so they ask me that question. And number one, if you have your body jerk before you go to sleep at night or during your sleep state, that's probably energetic pins being put into you. Another way is if your feet kind of like feel like they're being pinpricked or going to sleep at night, and your feet are jerking and you don't know what to do, or you're scratching maybe your ankles or something with one of your feet. That's what happens. You're under attack that way. And naturally, the more common thing is watching people outside of yourself. So if you ever see holding her baby, and all of a sudden the baby's crying up, where jump up and down and hands moving and crying, it's because the baby is under attack by aliens. Very sad. But that's what they do. They're trying to get your emotional energies that you're dealing with. And anything that's emotional, anything that puts out an energy outside of yourself, radiating energy out, transmitting it, they're going to grab and use that for their energy source. So that's the way life is here. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie, here. And we'll see you back maybe in a couple of minutes here. I'm going through a long tunnel. So go ahead and carry and talk. The phone may work, but I'll put you on right now, okay?
Okay, yeah. I'm feeling a throbbing in the bone, like from my elbow and just a bit up into the bone from whatever has been being released right now. Janice is saying that she has been feeling pinpricks all day long. Don't know if we still have you there, Ron.
I just got it. Okay. Pinpricks from Shane. Okay.
From Janice.
from Janice. Okay, let's see if we can ward off some of these here. And let's do that right now. Well, send me an email again. I'll see. I'll check into your energy and just see maybe how I can help you with that. Maybe find out what alien attack one might work. So just send me an email. I'll be looking at them maybe by tomorrow. So here we go. Pinpricks. Get away from these energies here. I'll kind of tune in. Here we go. Here we releasing them. One, two. This kind of looks like an alien woodpecker. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy. Yeah, those feel pretty bad on the arm. That's what I'm picking up right now is arm energy. So here we go. Let's do some skin misting water, everybody. I just did this on the conference call that we have every Wednesday, and we do drinking water. So if you're not on those calls, you may want to consider it. A lot of people can only find the time, you know, one day out of the week to get on the skin misting water calls, which are on Wednesday. So they sign up for the whole month, and then you get light chip water for the whole month. It's seven containers of water every week. So get a glass of water, everybody. This will only work right now, live. And when you do get your water, hold it in both hands, and then we can put this energy of the water, special water, on your skin. And then you can all sample to see what it feels like. It's just wonderful healing water. So you should probably have it by now. If not, when you do get it, hold on to it. So we're going to bring in the swans to help us out with this here. So here comes the swan energy from the light ship. Stronger, 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 and so. And we'll do another alien critter here. And we'll do the ones that the octopus is always with us. Somehow they always come in. What normally happens, the people have been on the calls for a while, they get a lot of relief, and they're not, you know, clogged up as much with these things. So, but if you just start, you're going to feel a big, big difference in your life. So here we go. Octopus energy is being released. So, one, two, to the right. Four. So, cause illnesses that's explained and different. Like chronic fatigue, et cetera. So, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Get rid of the poison. So we'll just do that real fast here. So poison is being released right now, and waste products are being released, and ones that died inside of you, either from old age or another alien didn't like him and they got killed. So they're being released right now. Your skin water is completed, so put it on your skin. A lot of people like to put the water into a skin misting bottle, but that's up to you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm not sure. A lot of people have been typing in over the last couple of minutes that there's no sound, but I know some people have found the sound again using other different media players on the BBS site. So I'm not sure if the sound has come back on or not. I did type in to everybody to go get some water, so hopefully most people did that. Tina was asking for octopus energy to be removed, so that's great. So assuming that... go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yep. If you have a sound problem, you might just switch over to the website, because I believe that one always works for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So if you do have a sound problem, to the website and it should be active. I don't know what the difference is, but I have had people say that it may not work on BBS, but the website has it. So anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I will just type that in right now for anyone else that's not hearing. But if you can type in and let me know when you do hear the sound. Marie has just typed in website is also out this time.
The aliens don't like
Seth, I don't know if you're listening, but maybe, Judy's just typing in at BBS went to secondary player and it works. Okay, sound on secondary player, says Mike, so hopefully everybody's hopping onto that one now. I'm sorry, say that again, Ron, you're in and out.
And maybe the people can let us know where they lost us, and I'll do the healing over again.
Okay, yeah, if you guys can type in what clearing you heard, the last one. I know that when you were doing the skin misting water, it wasn't working, and the octopus, it wasn't working. So you were removing the poisons from the previous three, the maggots and the stuff from our eyes and the black snakes. I think it was working during then, so maybe if somebody could type in real quick and let us know what the last thing was that they heard. Several people are saying that the secondary player is working. So I think probably everybody can hear again now. Let's have a look, see if I can figure out where it went. No sound, no sound. Okay, see a complete whiteout. No sound. Get a glass of water. That was me. Blah, blah, blah. I'll wait, and Ron, I'll let you know when someone types it in, but Stephanie is asking a question. You were saying about babies, you know, jerking and the pinprick business. Stephanie's asking, what about if a baby puts his hands over his ears, but it's not noisy? What does that mean?
Probably trying to protect their ears, I would guess, you know, from something. So that's feeling... with ears, to take away some of the critters there. Again, this only works on your slot. So we're going to work with little bugs that go into your ears. Here we go. Releasing them. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the poison waste product and carcasses removal all at one time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that feels pretty.
Okay. Marie R. is saying that the octopus in the water, there was no sound for that. Janice is saying, well, she's saying snake, so I'm not sure if she means that she heard the snake or she didn't hear the snake. And then Judy is saying we heard some release of poison. So I don't know, maybe you want to do the skin misting water again and the octopus energy release.
Okay, let's do skin misting water. So get your glass of water, everybody. And the swans are coming. This will only work on this particular BBS alive. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hold the water. Charge up. And we'll get rid of it.
Ron, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but it sounds like your phone has dropped out. I know you're charging the skin misting water. So So if any of you didn't hear Ron too well there, just for those of you who might not know, just hold the water with your hand in your hands, in the cup, the glass in your hands, and make sure that your hands are the flesh of your hands is below the water edge. And Ron, are you there? So it sounds like maybe Ron's phone has dropped off, and BBS is trying to call him right now. So let's see. So today is Wednesday, and I'll just remind everybody the next BBS show is at 7 o'clock Pacific time on Friday evening, and that one is on Station 2. We're on Station 1 tonight and Station 2 on Friday. And then after the BBS show is when Ron does his Q&A call at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. And the number for that is 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted to punch in a PIN number, and that's 9009 and then the pound sign. Let's see, what else can we talk about? What else can I talk about? And I'm assuming that you guys can still hear me. I'm not, oh, somebody is saying no sound again. Oh, no, that's a different page. Okay, so it looks like, Ron, are you back on yet? No? Okay. So then the next thing that Ron will be doing that we can all take part in are his 8-hour Sunday calls, May 15th, 22nd, and 29th, that he was mentioning at the top of the show, and that's preceded by Saturday the 14th for 4 hours. I believe that is 1 till 5 Pacific, so 4 till 5, 6, 7, 8 Eastern. The Sunday calls are 10 till 6 Pacific, so 1 till 9 Eastern. And if you haven't been on those, somebody was typing in earlier that they're very, very healing. If you've been feeling the samples that Ron is doing on this show, he's doing a lot of these alien parasitic life forms. If you're feeling anything from this, then you know that you need to be on those calls. A tremendous amount more is done on those 8-hour calls where a lot of different kinds of things actually on top of just the... alien parasitic life form. Okay, so BBS is having a little trouble getting hold of Ron, and I am running out of things to say. What else? Feels a bit weird just talking to you, just talking, but I'll keep going on. So anyone else who maybe met Ron in Omaha and is new, there are some other opportunities to get onto the light ship that Ron provides everybody during the week. There are 3 1-hour calls Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the details of those are on the website creationlightship.com. And I believe they're $20. And on the Wednesday one, you just had a sample of the skin misting water. On the Wednesday call, Ron will charge 1 week's worth of water for you to drink. And there, you label your glass or your jar or your jug for each day following the call, and you have water from the light ship that's activated and charged specifically for you and whatever your body needs. So that is a really neat experience. Also, there's water charging on the website. If you want to just go in and try some, you can do that for as little as $1. And Ron's website, again, is creationlightship.com. And you could just go into the search area and punch in water, and it will come up with a page that will tell you all the different ways that you can use the water. So let's have a look. I'm just going to read what's on the fast chat right now, so when we get Ron back, I can tell him. Judy is asking, let's see, can we do just one of these intensive days? I think you can, Judy, but I think that... cost is the same. Oh, great. Ron, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me? You sound a little faint.
Am I less faint or faint?
Oh, that's good. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Well, I've just been rambling on here, so I've been talking about all the different ways to get onto the light ship and do the intensive and your weekday your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday call. And Judy actually has a question about the intensives, and she's asking, can you do just one of the intensive days rather than all three? I'm sorry, go ahead. Maybe we've lost Ron again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, there you are. Are you in a, is your car moving, Ron? Are you driving? I don't hear you. I'm not sure if anyone else does or if you can hear me. Can you hear me, Ron? Okay, BBS is just checking to see if the line is still connected. Houston, we have a problem. Oh, Marie R. is saying that we've had repeating sentences over and over. Gosh, I'm talking your ear off and it's repeating. I'm really sorry about that. Oh, gosh. So Kathy is saying the water activation clearing has lots of choices. Yeah, it does. You can do lots of different quantities. And you can also put in, like, if you have a specific physical problem and you want to have some water for that, you can activate it specifically for that, which is nice. And then, of course, there's the skin misting water that Ron just did for us. And Ron, are you there? Can you hear me?
Ron is with us again.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me, Ron?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So, yes, give me an email and I'll see. Let me know what day you want to come on that, and I'll just see how that would work out. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll do one for peace for everybody. So here comes the peace energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you again, Ron? So, somebody just sent me a good idea, which is maybe some of you guys, anybody would like to call in and perhaps talk about your experiences on the 8-hour calls for anybody else who's new. And the line I would try, well, there's the toll-free, which is 888-815-9756. And then there's 530, okay, 530-413-4522. And we'll hopefully get Ron back on shortly, but his line has dropped out again. So if anybody wants to call and share your experiences with any of the newcomers who have met Ron in Omaha, that would be great on either of those numbers. And I've just lost my fast chat. Oh, here it is again. Okay. All right. So that I don't bore you all to death, I hope somebody will call in. And come on, that would be great. So Rhonda's saying she's getting very hot in her head and chest right now from some of this healing energy. Yeah, the top of my head is rather hot, too.
And here's some more peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, well, we lost you there, but then we heard the very end of the stronger, stronger. So I'm glad you're back, Ron, because I've just invited people to call in with to talk about any experiences they may have had with the 8-hour calls, in case there's anybody new from Omaha who's listening from your weekend there, or anyone else who hasn't been on them yet. So we may get a beep. And let's have a look. Tina has a question about speaking with your spirit. She's asking, what's the difference between asking our spirit and commanding our spirit? That's an interesting question.
Well, typically you want to command your spirit to have it do something for you. And that's the way it normally works. So if you want to get information, then you can ask your spirit, but you have to go into your heart regardless either way. But when you want to do anything, then you want to command it to do it, because remember, it doesn't know that you're talking to it unless you drop into your heart. And then still at that point, because most people never talk to their spirits anyway, it's just kind of bored living with you, and it doesn't know that you're really going to be communicating with it or not. So that's why you want to command it, to kind of wake it up. And I'm sure people understand that, because, you know, your spirit is always with you, and I don't think very many people talk to their spirit daily. So that's kind of how I perceive it. So you want to do a command if you want your spirit to do some work for you, so that you wake it up and it has the understanding of that.
Okay. Are you still there, Ron? Uh-oh. Very strange doing this show without Ron. Okay, so Kathy is saying the alien attack clearing is great, too. So that's an alternative to the... that's on the website, creationlightship.com. That's the $30 clearing. I think Ron mentioned it at the beginning of the show. So that is another way, as well as the visits to the lightship and the eight-hour intensives, where we can get these alien parasitic life forms removed. Now, are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I should be here. So.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'll try and find another question real quick then. There's a lot on here about all the phone numbers and the drop sounds. I'm scanning for a question. Okay, Stephanie, looks like Stephanie has a question. Okay. Oh, it's very similar. She's just saying, do we ideally want to be our spirit rather than commanding it? In other words, when we say I, do we actually mean our spirit?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, I would be your spirit.
Okay,
that is correct.
So when we say I now increase my life force energy, that's our spirit talking. Okay.
Yes, that would be your awakening consciousness commanding your spirit to do that, yes.
Oh, okay, so the I is the awakening consciousness, or the I is our spirit?
Well, the I would be, you're not really talking with your spirit, but you're commanding it when you like to increase your life force energy.
Okay, so that would be our, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the I of you is doing that, but you still need to be in the moment here and be able to think in order for you to command it to increase your energy. So it kind of is both ways.
Okay. All right. Tina is saying the monthly intensives are terrific, and I'm looking forward to doing another one. And there have been several nice comments about that, Ron. And Derek is saying the 8 hours are very heavy duty, lose a lot of baggage. I feel way lighter and more free from mind and conflict. So that is nice. Thank you, Derek and Tina. And Kathy, I was talking about all the different things you can do with the water activating, Ron, when we lost you, and Kathy is saying that the online one also has detox water, so thanks for putting that in, Kathy. I am not finding any more questions. I'm scanning back through a couple of pages of the fast chat, and I don't see any questions right now. Are there any other clearings that you had in mind to do, Ron, or maybe that we didn't hear when we lost you a little bit ago?
Yeah, we could do a clearing for these new people.
Could you say that one more time? That broke up a lot.
We could do a clearing for releasing negativity.
Okay.
Well, here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, and 10, and 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels, everybody. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Alice is asking, do you have a clearing for pet pneumonia, a pet who has pneumonia?
Yeah, I think we have a clearing for pets on the website. So you could check that out also. I don't know what the name of the clearing is called, but there is one for pets, I believe, pets and animals.
Okay, great. And then Guest is asking if you could release some caterpillar energies.
Okay, here we go. So caterpillar, so stronger. And this will only work on the live show here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll do their poison, waste products, and carcasses. And the caterpillars normally are in your joints. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Maria R. is asking about, she's saying perhaps we can command our mind to heart drop. So what part of us is commanding what part of us when we do that, Ron?
Okay, what's that again about commanding your mind to heart drop? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Maria R. is saying perhaps we can command our mind to heart drop. So I was just...
Command your spirit to take your thoughts and drop your thoughts into your heart. Yes, that's the mind to heart drop. You can't use, if you don't command your spirit to do it, then the darkness is working with you, and then you're using your mind energy to do that, and that's in the darkness. So you're using the light of the darkness, and you don't go anywhere. With the light, you will be in your heart of the light of the darkness. You don't want to be there. So we can do that now for everybody. So here we go. Command your spirit to take your awakening thoughts and drop them into your heart center. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be there. Think of a thought, and you should feel it in your chest cavity, and you should not have a negative or positive thought. So, because the light does not judge, because we can't judge, you can't judge anything in your heart. That's where the light works. Your spirit, source energy, always is not judgmental. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Hi is asking, how often should we do the 8-hour intensives?
As much as you can, because each time you get more stuff taken out of you. All I can tell you is that the people who have been on them for a while, each time they do one, they feel different. They feel lighter. And being lighter is just a way to kind of talk about having the densities released from you, but you actually get more spirit energy in your body. So you're not raising your frequency, you're just becoming more of spirit. And the blockages that are in you caused by these critters, remember, your spirit's not going to come into those energies, locations, in your cellular memory because it just can't be there. So see, when you get them out of your body, then your body can heal better because your spirit can come to those locations to do healing on you. So back to you, Carrie. So the more often, the better.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, Ron does 3 a month usually, unless he's out of town for more than about a week. So almost every month there's an opportunity to do 3 of those 8-hour Sundays. Plus, when you do those, you're up on the light ship for the whole month. So there's a huge amount of work being done on you. And also, the more you do it, I know I find recently I feel a lot less on the calls than I used to. When I first was doing them, the amount that you feel going on in your body is just incredible, but the more you get removed, the less that there is in there needing to be removed. So that's another kind of good gauge to see where you're at with all this stuff. So Josh has a question about, I'm sorry, Ron, did you say something?
Yeah, how's your cat doing with the calls?
He seems to really love them. I mean, he comes over sometimes when you're talking about certain parts of the body, he seems to wiggle it when stuff's happening. He did throw up one time when you were, and I know you were feeling really sick, and I was queasy. A lot of people on the calls were queasy a few months ago, and he threw up from that. So it's definitely getting a lot of stuff out of him. He seems to be doing great overall. He always comes over and sits near the computer or the phone or whatever when you're doing this stuff and gets very relaxed, usually lies on his back with his legs in the air all spread out and seems really, really happy to be on the light ship. So, yeah, he's doing great. So let's see. So Josh had a timeline crashing question. It's about 7:51 right now I have, so we've got just a few minutes left, Ron. He's saying, do timeline crashes only work for one specific issue?
Well, you want to do one issue at a time, yes.
Right.
And so if you want to crash 4 timelines with that one issue at one time, you can do that. And, you know, by all means, at least do, 10 timeline crashings, maybe up to 50. If you want to do more than that, let your body tell you how you're doing. But, yeah, you only want to do one issue at a time when you do the timeline crashing. So if you start with maybe anger, we'll say, then do anger maybe 50 times, see how you're feeling after that. I would not mix them up and do, maybe 5 of anger and 5 of frustration and 5 of anxiety. Stick with one of them because you want to attempt to get yourself cleared out of that abduction process for that particular issue. And then if that same issue tends to have a whole lifetime clearing attached to that, then you may want to do the whole lifetime clearing because they're only getting you because you have it stored inside of you and it surfaced in this lifetime. And so you want to get rid of that issue. So we do have some of the issues that you may be doing as whole lifetime ones. So that's why you want to do a whole lifetime, because that issue is in your whole lifetime. The timeline crashing just gets you out of the present moment of being abducted with that issue, but it's still stored inside of you. It's still kind of sitting there reeking and stinking, and you want to get it out because your body is dealing with it. So they only find you with that issue because you have it already surfaced and you're dealing with it and living with that issue, so you want to get it out of you, too. But the timeline crashing is very good to give you some relief for abductions. So back to you, Gary.
Okay. Rhonda said a little earlier on in the fast chat that she was feeling, it felt to her like being in the life infusion chamber, and she's asking now if there's any particular reason we are in the life infusion chamber right now. So she's feeling like we are.
Yeah, you're not in the chamber, but the energy on the call is very similar to that. So they're doing a lot of healings in quarantine right now. So, yes, you'd probably have that same sensation, if you have been in the chamber, that it would feel very, very similar. But you're not actually in the chamber right now.
But we are on the light ship right now?
You were on the light ship since I started doing these clearings, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. For all the alien stuff.
That's correct, uh-huh.
Okay. So just for anybody new listening, the next opportunity to go up to the light ship is the BBS show on Saturday night, which is at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern time on Station 1. And we go up usually for 10 or 15 minutes near the beginning of the show. And so that's a very nice experience. If you haven't had that yet, do come on the show on Saturday night this week, every Saturday night, in fact. And, Ron, I have 55 after. I'm not sure if we can go any longer or not. Do you know what time we came on?
Probably about that. We're probably good for about a minute. So.
Okay.
You'd be able to do the Q&A on Friday. It should be after the Station 2 program on BBS Friday. So at 8 o'clock Pacific time, let you know exactly if we can do it or not on Friday during the program. But, you know, do kind of, you know, think about that because you'll be able to get on that call to ask questions. Also, we have a Q&A section on the website if you want to go there and just read different questions that people have posed, and there's answers there, too. Maybe you can tell them where it's located, Carrie, before we sign off.
Okay, I'll try and pull that up really quickly. I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me. I will getting there real quick. I think it's near the top. Gosh, yeah, I don't know if I can find this fast enough, Ron. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's taking me to a different page. Okay, home. And I'll have to have a look and let you know on the Friday show. But probably
okay,
if you just put Q&A in there somewhere. Yeah. Maybe it's... Oh, no, it's down on the side. Here we are. Question and answers. It's that little picture on the right-hand side. If you go down above the two little angels... holding the book, the little book in the picture. Listen to our Q&A. Oh, no, listen to our Q&A. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yes. Questions and answers. So just click on that, and it'll take you into the document. So I have 57 now, Ron. Probably we should sign off, I'm thinking.
Yep, okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you. I'll bring in some peace energy as we sign off here. See the light being up on your monitor screen. It'll be peace energy for just a little bit over an hour, straight upon the hour, and you can enjoy that at the end of the call here. So, blessings. Thank you, everyone, and see you later. See you on this coming Friday program. Bye, everyone.
Good night, and thanks for hanging in with the audio problems and my lengthy ramblings when we were waiting for Ron to come back, and we'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.